Hello, it's Jason Brown from The Fred Show, and we're back for another episode of Queens of Country, where I get to talk to some of my favorite country artists. And you guys, I am so excited for this episode because I am talking to the queen herself, Hannah Damm Dasher. What is up, lady? How are you?
Hello.
You are everything. So I want to start off just by giving you your flowers a little bit, because I try to do this before we get into the thick of stuff. So you are sort of playing to like two sides of me right now, right? So you obviously, I'm sure everyone tells you, you're classic country, right? To the core. You give everyone those classic country vibes. So I'm in the car riding with my mom, who loved country growing up and all those really good 80s, 90s, all that, right? So when I'm listening to
Yes,
you,
yes.
you're bringing me back home, and I'm back in the car with my mom, and I love every second of it. And on the other side of my brain, you're giving the gay side of me something to bop around to because you got that going on too. So thank you for everything because you are killing it right now, lady.
My
Like,
baby.
absolutely
Well,
killing
Jason,
it.
that is the ultimate compliment. That means a lot to me. And I'm so tickled. This is my first headlining tour. So
Yes.
I do a meet and greet after every show. I'm doing the kind of like Taylor Swift did. She
Yeah.
stayed after and she met every fan, I
Oh
found
my
out
God.
recently. And I love that
Yes.
she did that because I want to do my own demographic research, you know, and I've got hippies, rednecks, all my queens, all my babies. I mean,
Yes.
it's so exciting to see country music unite all kinds of people.
Yes, and you're playing carols this Friday, so it's going to be
In
an
your
amazing
town.
show. Yes, you're coming to Chicago. I'm
I'm a
so
squeegee.
excited. Yes, I can't wait to see you. I'm so excited. I am obsessed with your songs. So, and carols is such an awesome venue. You're going to have an amazing time, an amazing show. And
Couldn't
Chicago,
live.
they're not even going to know what's going to hit them. I already know what's going to
I
happen.
may set my wig on fire. I may not, but the
Yeah. Oh, no, they're.
pyrotechnics in Metro Chicago are like $30,000, honey. I just couldn't do it.
Oh my God. Yeah, I could see that. Well, you know, Chicago has its downside. It's some stuff. We're a little protective over here, you know. So
No
cool. So
fire.
you are out from Georgia, right? Born and raised Georgia.
Yes, just outside of Savannah.
Yeah. So now that you're out and about, you know, traveling the country, what from home do you sort of miss the most or wish you had when you were on the road that you can't wait to get back to?
The cuisine.
Yes. What's your favorite? I got to hear about it. I got to hear
Well, I
about it.
mean, I live in Nashville, which
Yeah.
is still kind of, the South, but
Yeah.
once you get out of the Bible Belt, well, not to say, I mean, like, Chicago has amazing food,
Oh,
obviously. New
yeah.
York has amazing food, things
Yeah.
like that. There's great stuff in LA, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really do. I miss the food. The people are awesome though. So,
Yeah.
I don't feel empty.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's good. I hope you get to try some of the Chicago cuisine when you're up here this week. I'll
What's
do
the best
Italian.
pizza? Everyone's like,
Oh
do
my
your Dillo's
gosh,
or.
I know. Everyone is always all over the place. There's a big war here. So, okay, let me give you the little sitch. Have you been to Chicago before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, all right. So, I don't know what you've tried, but however, there's this deep dish that everyone talks about, right? And everyone says it's the best pizza in Chicago. It's either Giordano's or Lou Malnati's, right? Deep dish. So, the thing is, real Chicagoans don't like that, right? Like it's too thick. It's basically lasagna. You got to go for the tavern style. That's the type you have to. It's a little bit thinner, super greasy, because obviously Chicago, right? It's got to
Makes your
be.
hair shiny.
Exactly. Yes. If your hands and your hair aren't shining by the time you're done eating tavern style. So I'll give you some suggestions. But you got to try that when you're here. And you got to go to Portillo's. You have to, if you haven't been to Portillo's, you got to try Portillo's.
Portillo's.
It's
My drummer is
Italian
from
beef sandwich.
Gary, Indiana, and I believe
Okay.
he mentioned Portillo's, so.
Yes. Got to get an Italian beef, 100%. So
Blue.
now that you're out and about, what was your first concert? Do you remember?
Yes,
I
my
love
first
asking this
concert
question.
was Alan Jackson.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes, and I think like Chasing That Neon Rainbow had come out. That was
Yes.
like the big single, and
Yeah.
I watched it from my granddaddy's arms. I was that tiny.
Oh my
Can you imagine me being
God.
tiny?
Oh my God.
I know, right. But I mean, it was Alan Jackson, so he obviously set the standard. And I never got to see Reba as a little girl, but it was a dream to open up for her for
Yeah.
those handful of dates, last
Yes.
year. That was great. So
Amazing.
the 5-year-old Hannah came out with a hairbrush singing Fancy,
Oh my God. And I'm picturing you like 5-year-old with that hairstyle. Like that's what
Oh,
I'm
Lord. Actually, no. Well, mother did like, we did like the
picturing.
bangs. I think, did I have bangs then? I don't remember, but yes, but like, I remember like in the 90s.
Yeah.
There was like, you know, the big like 2-inch curl arms with the big
everything was curled.
Back,
yeah.
And pick it up, and then it's like a bird's nest.
Yes. Oh my God. So being on the road with Reba, I'm glad you segue into that. What I don't even know how to ask. I just want to know what she's like. Like, what is the best thing she said to you? Because the way I'm like envisioning her is she's just always spouting off this like genius advice that I just want to like soak in for once in my life. Like, how was that?
Oh my goodness. Well, so we did 3 dates with her.
Yeah.
And it was at the height of the COVID, you know,
Right.
scare, if you will. Anyhow,
Right.
So it was just very guarded, very protected. But she did send me, she wrote several notes and sent like several gifts along the weekend. And then for Christmas, she also sent me a very, very, very nice Christmas gift and Christmas card. And her family and her posse keeps up with me, and they all send me really kind encouragement, like along the way. Like, it's just like, you're the real deal. We'd love to have you back. You know, like, you've hit your stride. Like, you know, we think you're a rock star. I mean, just really good, positive feedback. And so it just does me proud. That really means a lot to me.
That's amazing. If you get that blessing, girl, there is nowhere to go up from here. You're about to be headlining arenas in no time. 100%.
Speak up the name of Jesus. Well, I don't know. I've never had the luxury, Jason, the opportunity to be on like a tour with a bigger act. And that's really what would break me, I believe. Like, you see a lot of these acts that I in my opinion are being force fed to the public. You know, because I hear a lot of people come back and say, why was this act open? Why weren't you opening? Blah, blah, blah. Not to say that I'm the only qualified main support act for a big star, but some things just make sense and some things are going to work. Like, you know, when Chris Stapleton was exposed to the world by Justin Timberlake, you know, it worked because it was going to.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to happen, girl. I mean, your talent is undeniable and I can't wait. Our biggest arena here is the United Center, and I can't wait to see you performing there. And, you know, I'm broke.
Before
so I'm going to be I'm going to be all the way up in the 300 level, but you're going to hear me and you're going to see
me. Honey, I have a pass with your name on it. No,
thank you.
You're
going to
be
side stage
with my flyaway hair wig.
Yes, please. Oh my God. You are so country through and through. And that's honestly one of the things I absolutely love about you. How did you know you wanted to go in that lane? And was there any question as to like, maybe you want to try different type of music or maybe you wrote different songs or what? Did you always know you wanted to be in this lane?
Yes. Mother said I could sing before I could talk. And growing up a child of 90s country radio, you get it. I mean, with Wynonna and Reba and then Alan Jackson and Dwight Yoakam and just Clint Black. I mean, all those greats, Travis Tritt. It was just with all that addictive country music. It was just, it was so hard for me not to want to do anything else. And then I was exposed to Patsy Cline and Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn and things like that, just really just Merle Haggard and Waylon, it blew my mind. But then when I got into boys,
hello,
I got into their music, which was rock and roll, classic rock and roll. And so my favorite band of all time is Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I haven't seen AC/DC yet. They're in my top 3. But we do open the show with a little bit of an AC/DC teaser, which is a lot of fun. But if I could play anything besides country, it would be rock and roll. But when you come see me live, you get a taste of both because my show is very heavily steeped in rock and roll, as is this new record. It's steeped in rock and roll, but there's 90s country nostalgia all throughout. So it's very much Hannah Dasher.
I love it. Well, hey, Dolly's doing a full rock album. So your song on a like hard rock, like your voice on a hard rock song is like, would be unbelievable. I can already like feel it. Like that would be amazing.
You're so short. Well, you'll get a taste of that with the other damn half that's coming out this fall. So I'm excited.
Yes, that was going to be my question. So yeah, I know we did the first half. So when can we expect the other half? And like you said, there's a little bit of rock infusion. What else can we expect?
Next month. Yes, honey. Yes. Well, so, you know, obviously songs we have released that will be on there. We've got Crying All the Way to the Bank, which I'm getting so much love on that song.
Oh my God.
And
yes.
Then Ugly Houses. And I'm the one that taught him that thing you like.
Oh my God. Obsessed. Yeah. That is a read, queen. That is the read. Okay. Like, come on, girl. Well,
thank you for that. You were just darling. I'm going to eat you up. But we've also got songs like Well, I mean, there's a little piece of Hannah for everybody here, because we've got more songs coming, like God's a Good Old Boy to I'm Gonna Whoop Your Redneck Ass. And
oh,
then,
I can't wait for that one.
Can you believe Lab wouldn't let me put that song out? And I thought, you know, that's really, you know, it's one of my most requested songs live. I mean, they sing it back to me every time. Like, you know,
oh,
so
my
what do
gosh.
They know?
That's going to be an anthem for sure. Oh my
God.
So
I'm just, I'm doing this myself, and it's very expensive. And so I hate that it's taken me so long to try to get this music out to you. But again, you know, I'm doing this the hard way. And, but in my opinion, and as history goes, things like that tend to stick a lot longer.
Oh yeah. So. It's so much more authentic. And that's one thing that I think people think, whether they hear you speak, hear your music, watch live performances, it's authentic and it's you. And that is what makes an artist long lasting. So, I mean, I am 100% sure that you will be backed for the rest of your career, just because people love to latch on to something that's authentic from the start and then grow with you as you go to your next steps, you know, to the next largest venue, to the next, you know, top album, to whatever. So I think you're
from Carol to Joe's.
Exactly. Yes, obviously that's the next step. You got to do Joe's. So yeah, you're touring all the time. So I got to ask you, when you're on the road and you're traveling, when you stop at the gas station, you want a snack. What are you grabbing? What's your road stat? What's your road snack? It can't be healthy.
Well, I'm a sucker for a hot dog, and maybe it's because I've entered my 30s now. And so, they say that's when you hit your sexual primes. I don't know if there's a correlation between craving hot dogs and men, but all that to say, but I love a hot dog. I love it. And then obviously fried chicken. Don't tell my trainer this. I've been on a weight loss journey for my whole life, I feel like, but really, really hardcore the last year and a half.
You are snatched. Anyhow, sis. Snatched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, baby. I'm down like some pant sizes. I know Rachel Ray just did a feature on me.
Oh my gosh.
It aired again a couple weeks ago.
Amazing.
I've been talking about my weight loss journey and the new music, and I'm just so tickled to I've been making transformations inside and outside. And I think, you know, when you really allow your faith or your higher power, or, you know, when you become self-aware, and you really start to work on you, I think that kind of shows up in your relationships, in your product, which for me is my music.
Yeah.
So all that to say, I have to fuel the fire, which is fried chicken.
Yes, you got to.
I crave
cheat
fried
days.
Chicken. I think every day is kind of a cheat day, though.
Okay. Girl, that's my diet. Okay, every day is a cheat day.
Literally, this was my lunch yesterday. I took a cup of Greek Oikos yogurt, which is like zero carbs, zero sugar, high protein, and I crumbled up part of a whoopie pie in it.
Oh my God. But you still probably felt good after, because you're like, okay, it was healthy. The yogurt was healthy. It canceled each other out. It's like you ate nothing.
Exactly. That's why I still got a little bit more pooch going here. But you know what? I feel good. I feel better when you hug me, but then when you're hanging on to, you know, like Carly Pierce, dear friend, what a voice, love her to death. But I know I'm a better hugger than she is.
Right. Right. Exactly. I can feel you when you hug me. And that's what makes a good
Ask
hug.
Ask Michael Ray. I feel better than she does.
Right. Yeah. Oh my
Speaking
God.
Speaking of, I've got a video with him coming out this week. Just a little funny little teaser we just did. He is such a doll.
Oh my God.
He is such a good guy.
And his voice is insane. His voice.
He is. And his live show is great too. And I'm really picky. But all that to say, like, that there really is some talent out there. You know, that I don't think the light gets shed on as much as it could or should, but we could probably get down the whole, you know, rabbit hole. All that to say, I'm just tickled that artists like that, and then, you know, that God made me an old soul, because I just, and I feel like you are too, Jason, because like we latch on to, I feel like we tend to keep the things that move us, that inspire us, and we carry that forward with us. And we're like always, we're collective melting pots of what we love.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's no separation anymore, whether it be genre or, you know, decade that music came out, everything, art is just so intermingled right now. And I think like that's the good part of the internet, right? Like people are discovering stuff from so long ago that's now becoming popular, and vice versa. And
well, people are going crazy over like harmony and stuff,
right?
Which is wild, because I mean, we're like, okay, we grew up with the Judds and the Dixie Chicks, and there's harmony all of it, but people aren't used to hearing that anymore. And God, let me tell you, as a front man of a band, it's really hard, you know, because like it's really hard to find musicians that can sing harmony naturally. It's like, just, I feel like a lot of it's gotten diluted, not to be negative, but to be honest, like the caliber of talent to me is not what it used to be. If that makes sense.
Right. 100%. I think, you know, the downside, honestly, of the internet too, was that you can make a hit no matter what. We just did a story this morning that a label just let out a song for the first AI, completely AI created single. And it's like, oh my God. So like they know how to create a hit completely manufactured, but like, what about the real artists? Like, what about the Hannah Dashers of the world that are like out here and playing their own music and writing their stuff and out here busting their ass? Like, and that's honestly one of the reasons why I started this podcast, is because, like, yeah, I'm on a pop station, but country's always been my love. And I love being able to highlight just up and coming artists that I believe in. And like, that's one of like the huge reasons why I wanted to do this, especially female artists, because we can go on for another hour of how, you know, y'all aren't appreciated like you should be. So that's definitely why I think once this sort of turn comes around, the real authenticism, I don't even know if that's a word, but that of artists will be, you know, appreciated more. So it's definitely
a lot coming around. And, you know, pop is short for popular. I have nothing against pop music. I mean, my dream, many people don't know, but my dream collaborator is Justin Timberlake.
Like,
I have a whole idea, like, already laid out for us. I think he's precious. God. I'm gonna kiss his face and so cute.
Rub his little curly
hair. He can put his in a box
that
anytime he wants to. Right, yeah. But anyway, I want to cook him a beef roast and smoke a joint with him, and maybe fix him a banana pudding.
Yes.
And then make some good music with him.
Yes.
But don't let this big hair and, you know, and my custom Wranglers fool you. I celebrate all kinds of music. I just celebrate talent, and I celebrate you for shedding light on me and for sharing your platform with me.
Yes. Oh my God, Hannah. Well, anytime. So you're at Carol's this week. What do we expect? You touched a little bit of it. What can we expect from a Hannah Dasher show?
Oh my goodness. Well, I grew up with a lot of pretty girls, and I was not as pretty. So I had to develop personality and learn how to hold the attention of a room. So you will laugh a little bit, I'm sure. I will poke fun at my ex. I'll poke fun at your ex.
Yes. He needs
anyway,
it.
We'll, yes. But I try to keep it upbeat. I don't really do any ballads. I don't know how long the set is this weekend. So like songs like Guys Buy the Drinks, Girls Call the Shots. Mm. I don't really do that one live unless, you know, I get like, there's a poster on the front row saying, please, 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 please.
Yeah.
Of course I will. But I'm just so excited to, I showcase some of my heroes, like ZZ Top or Charlie Daniels. I don't want to give it all away, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, don't. That was already a great teaser. I would already be buying tickets, 100%.
Okay, I love that. Well, tell everybody. Hi, kids, hide your wife, because Hannah Damn Dasher's coming to town.
Yes, Chicago, get ready. Awesome. So That Thing You Like is a song I'm obsessed with. Please go stream it, find it wherever you get your music. Yes. I was listening to it on repeat on the drive-in. It's a great driving song. And before I leave, so this is the Queens of Country. Last question. If you had to pick three Queens of Country for your Mount Rushmore, which I know is more than three, but your top three, who are they going to be, Hannah Dasher?
Patsy Cline.
Yes.
Loretta Lynn. Ooh. And the Queens of Country.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess you'd have to say Dolly.
Yeah.
But Patsy and Loretta.
Yeah.
I know Tammy was great. Tammy was a great songwriter.
It's hard. It's a hard question. Y'all ladies are killing it.
Dolly, probably.
And she's still out here. I bet she's just the sweetest.
Reba. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
Reba.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh my.
Patsy, Loretta, and Reba. Those
Yes. Reba. Hell yeah. Oh,
just
my God.
Three. There'll be four of us.
I know. You'll be the fourth, Hannah. You'll be up there.
I love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, Hannah Dasher, thank you so much for hanging out with me. You are an absolute joy. I can't wait to see you later this week when you're here at Carol's. And I can't wait just to see your trajectory. It's going to be amazing. So thank you for taking
the
time.
You are such
today.
A doll, baby. I'm so tickled to bring this new music to you guys. Thank you. Please let us know if you want to come to the show. We'd love to have you come squeeze me, you know, have a drink backstage, and we'll laugh and hug and all the things.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day. All right.
Peace out. Thank
Bye.
You.